Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundry. We start off with our T3 observations for the 14th of February 2010. You'll see that I'm using a new format here, which is the same one that I use for my T3 Foundation daily updates. And what it is you have when you come to this website, you just have a page here. And it has a lot of things on it that up at the top, which are constant, which I have to have presented constantly. And then we have down here, we have the observations for February 14th, and then you have the two charts, the audio files, and so forth. And then I have the sort of stuff at the bottom there. One of the things I have to keep telling people, I keep getting these questions about why the audio cuts out. So I have to include this little paragraph every time where it says my MP3 audio files, file the bulk of the commentary. If you have a problem listening to them, they cut out, so you restart the memory. You have to have that in print because if they're having trouble with the audio, it's a waste of time to tell them about that because they can't hear the audio. So what we do is we have my little envelope down for the email and so forth. This page, what happens is that after this posting is done, what I do is I take the and I select the observation from the observations for Sunday and down to the end of the of the article, but not including the footer down at the bottom, and I turn that into another post, and it's called a post. And then eventually, each week, those begin to line up with a subject title, and they'll be at the bottom of this page. And if you want to go back, you can just scroll down to the bottom of the page. Then you're going to see a listing of past posts. And the big advantage is each time I do a post, I can key it off into a category. And that means that, for example, today we're talking about advanced decline tees. So I can call that category advanced decline tees. So you can go to a category, another table underneath will say categories, and you will be able to say, I would like to know about all the posts that have advanced decline tees. So you get a little bit of a database in there, and you can follow back only the postings that I've made that have to do with the advanced decline tees. So that's the story. And if you're a first time visitor, I would just say that just remind you that if you click now on the T-Theory link, I have T-Theory Foundation, T-Theory calculations, daily updates, charts, and data. That takes you directly to my last post. And as you'll see, if you go back there, if you weren't there, you hadn't gotten there before, you'll see that we have a little T, which is giving the advanced decline line an opportunity to come up from its dip. And if you look at the first chart, which is a TIFF image, you can see that if you look at the advanced decline line, if you look at the advanced decline line history, which is now a little bit broader than we are used to looking, but we have the big T with the late August peak on there. But what we're more interested in is the extent of the decline. You see that the decline that we've had in the advanced decline to date, which is in the right side of the T, is beginning to look like it's getting to be comparable to the corrections that we've had in the past. But if you take the amount that it has dropped and you go back to the previous bull market, where you have to go back into the prior to the 07 peak, you'll see that it could involve another wave down, and the amount that the advanced decline line dropped was greater than what we've seen to present. So you have one of the dilemmas you have is this little T real? Is it going to turn the market up, or is it going to turn the market up partway, and then we're going to have another drop? The answer is that eventually what happens when you were in the right side of a T is the advanced decline line finds its bottom and turns on and goes to new highs. So you know, you could just wait and see. We have about a five or six trading day projection for a rally, and if the rally is fairly weak, it's fairly certain that the market's going to drop down, and we're going to have to make an advanced decline wave that comes down, so it's a little bit longer, more in line with what you see back in the 06 and the early 07 case. I guess that's early 06. That is the that would be the normal conclusion if this rally is weak. On the other hand, the rally that we're in here is in a relatively small time spanning T, and there's not too much time for this to come up. We do have in the daily chart at the previous site, which you can visit, the AT that goes up with an early May top, which is our projection of a momentum peak. So, you know, if it starts to turn around, it's probably headed up to a top in early May. If it doesn't want to turn around here, it's going to have another wave down, but it wouldn't be any worse than the other waves. I don't think that you've had back in what was known to be a bull market, so I wouldn't particularly worry about it. I do have, I keep posting this business that if you have long-term positions that you shouldn't be shaken out of them. You don't know what's going to happen into the late August peak here. There are some funny examples where which I'll discuss in the next case, where you get a sudden surge, because we get buying power is built up on the left side of the T, and then it gets compressed, and all of a sudden it runs into a short covering rally. And if you own something and you were planning to hold on to it, you should hang on to it. Question came up on China. Well, people are getting real nervous about China because the economy is growing too fast. Okay, then they're getting nervous about the U.S. because the economy is not growing fast enough, and then they're worried about Greek bonds because they're going to drag us into a depression or something like that. But when you're in a correction, this is what happens. Okay, when you come out of the correction, if it turns out you're going to get a lot of compression, all this money's got to get into the market before the late August peak, you could have a big run up, and that could be very explosive, and that could be a very, very good time to hang around with us. So you don't want to lose the perspective that this is a short-term decline. Blah, blah, blah. Now, a lot of people aren't carrying long-term positions, so the question is, do they want to buy something? And that one is, you get to settle out the question, is whether they finished the decline in the proper amount of time or not. And we'll see that in the next 7 days. Since I do that every day, after every market day, I don't particularly have to say anything to say about that, other than that it's going to resolve itself in due course. Okay, so that's it for this first part, and then we'll be back for a second to go to the next chart. Bye-bye.